Two families from Rice Memorial High School in South Burlington are suing the state because they say kids from religious schools should be able to use the dual enrollment program. Under dual enrollment, high school students take college courses for credit, and the state picks up the tab. The program is closed to students from parochial schools, but some lawmakers want to change that. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports.
When Rutland-Windsor Representative Jim Harrison was campaigning in the fall, a constituent asked him why kids from religious schools weren't allowed to use the dual enrollment program.
I'm not sure I have a good answer for that. To me, it's not a Democrat or Republican issue. It's just a fairness issue.
Harrison says he didn't know why high school students from religious schools were shut out from using dual enrollment. And after looking into it, he introduced a bill to change the law. The Vermont Supreme Court has ruled that using public money to pay tuition to religious schools violates the state constitution. But the way Harrison sees it, the public money used in dual enrollment goes to the college, not the religious school.
We just need to do our business as we normally would. And if the court doesn't like what we do, then they can certainly take issue with that. And dual enrollment makes a lot of sense for a lot of students, whether they're going to public or private high schools.
The two families from Rice Memorial High School who filed the suit declined to comment. They're represented by Alliance Defending Freedom, a national nonprofit Christian group that's won some high-profile national cases. They won the Hobby Lobby case that allows companies to opt out of birth control coverage in their health insurance, and the case covering a Colorado baker who didn't want to make a cake for a gay couple. And so Vermont Law School professor Peter Teachout says he'll be watching how things progress.
The legal organization that is actively involved on the plaintiff's behalf is one that has brought significant challenges to state laws and federal laws that can be characterized as discriminating against religious organizations simply because they are religious organizations. So it is important potentially for that reason.
Teachout said legislators could allow religious school students to use dual enrollment without violating the state constitution. Alliance Defending Freedom says Vermont's dual enrollment law discriminates against children based on the religious status of the high school they attend. But Nicole Mace, who is director of the Vermont School Boards Association, says the law doesn't single out kids from religious schools. Mace says if a parent sends a student to a non-religious private school and pays for it out of pocket, then dual enrollment is also off the table.
Was being framed in entirely the wrong way. It was never about kids going to religious schools. Never. That the dual enrollment program is part of our public education system. And so the practical effect is, yes, students that attend religious schools don't have access to that benefit, but students who go to St. Johnsbury Academy, whose parents pay full tuition, don't have that benefit either.
Vermont School Boards Association argued against allowing private school students into dual enrollment when the law passed in 2013. And May says she'll be back in the State House arguing against proposals to change that. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.